Blog Talk Radio.
I'm coming, then we both come. I follow you, you lead the way. I'm coming, then we both come. I follow you, you lead the way. I'm coming, then we both coming. I follow you, you lead the way. She say she feel it all in her stomach. I follow you, you lead the way. Cardio the way I gotta rock. She woke up happy, she know this eye day. Thursday begin her weekends, I'm booked on Friday. She worked all week, she still trying to make my shows. She not watching me, she dirty watch them. So she trust her, then the draw is how she f***. It's all raw the way. No gloves, that means she f***ing with you. Never ask for one or nothing, just say two. She see the money, but she pay too. And every interview question, I be wanting to say you. Had your own sh**, I can't say I saved you. Your pops the only man can say he made you. I'll play myself if I ever tried to play you. I follow you, you lead the way. I'm coming, then we both coming. I follow you, you lead the way. I'm coming, then we both coming. I follow you, you lead the way. She say she feel it all in her stomach. I follow you, you lead the way. Cardio the way I gotta run. I follow her, she follow me. No social sites, just reality. All these comments got her mad at me. Be blind to these hoes, you ain't gotta see. They fans, baby, they just gotta speak. All they got is the beat. Why you getting beat? They in tune with cocky, but you know streets. The only Georgia's watches tens that we throw in magic seat. The strippers, girl, I want a piece. Or you, wear wood, canoe. Just do it like Nike, baby. You own this bitch, gon' copyright it, baby. They want what you getting. Plus that head pulling like a transmission. All mouth, no hands in it. I follow you, you lead the way. I'm coming, then we both coming. I follow you, you lead the way. I'm coming, then we both coming. I follow you, you lead the way. She say she feel it all in her stomach. I follow you, you lead the way. Cardio the way I gotta run. Tonight's the night, you got the real thing. She pulling my dreads, biting my chains. She rolling the stendos, my on the stendo. She blow me like the cartridge on a Nintendo. Plays calling, I want this to end though, but she on 10 though. Drop the keys, go ahead and bend over. Go ahead and bend over. Girl, drop them keys, go ahead and bend over. Feel cut like I'm in love with it. She ain't been the same since a thug hit it. Fuck to a dry swell up. Grab her neck and tell her shut real up. She love that freaky stuff. Ain't seen my thing my yet. She always eat it up. I follow you, you lead the way. I'm coming, then we both coming. I follow you, you lead the way. I'm coming, then we both coming. I follow you, you lead the way. She say she feel it all in her stomach. I follow you, you lead the way. Cardio the way I gotta run. I follow you.
You are now locked in to Grown Folks Business on Grind Hard Radio.
Hey, you guys, we are here for another season of Grown Folks Business on Grind Hard Radio, season 3. We are in the building. I'm here with Miss CC. How you doing, lady?
Hey, what's up, my mom?
Hey, we are so excited to have you over here with us, and we are, last season, we're hoping to get a hold to you, and we're glad to get a hold to you this season, and I know you're going to rock it out, so you can start out just by telling everybody who you are and where you're from and how you got a chance to be on Grown Folks Business.
Grown Folks Business. Well, first, my name is Miss Cece. I'm a local artist myself from Alabama, Tuskegee, Alabama, to be exact. I've been doing music since I was about 5 years old. I'm 28 now. I'll be 29 next month. And how I heard about Grown Folks Business, actually, me and Twitter B, we've kind of like been kicking it for a while now. And a lot of stuff, I had a lot of stuff going on last season, so I'm just grateful that you allowed me to be on this season. So we're just ready to take off now. Been trying to have a lot of little stuff for myself, so we're ready
okay.
now, though.
That's what's up. I'm glad the bear didn't come to your house. You know we had a bear running loose around the neighborhood.
Girl, yes. I'm like, what's really going on? Because my auntie, she first told me about it, so I was walking in her house, and I just kind of ignored it. I thought she was playing, and then she told me to go on Facebook, and I read. I'm like, huh? I'm like, Tuskegee. And I told my mama, like, and believe it or not, when I was about 7 or 8 years old, my mama swore to God that I was lying. I was outside in her yard, and it was some, by us being in the country, we kind of rural area, you know, it's cow pastures and all, it's just real country out here, so my mama, she talking about it was a cow that I saw, but I'm 28. Not in all 28 of my years have I ever seen a cow walk on two legs. So
right.
When they told me yesterday, I'm like, I said, well, okay. I said, I guess you'll believe me now.
Right. I mean, because the one thing was that really got away with me was, okay, they said that one was spotted here in our city in West Shama. Okay. And then, like, a day or so later, they said that he was in Auburn, Opelika area, the same
right,
bear.
Yeah, before. Right.
But I just refuse to believe that those two bears are the same bears that,
they're
you
not,
know,
girl.
It's not.
ain't no way. No. This no. Mama bear, papa bear, and baby bear. That's how that happened.
Okay. So, yeah, but anyway, you guys, they say if you so happen to run into a bear, do not run from the bear. You are supposed to back away, just kind of back away. So, yeah. You know, I'm
running.
I'm running from a dog. You know what I'm saying? Like a wrong kind of dog.
They talking about no run. I'm talking about, you know, and this is not a racial statement or whatever, but black is in a black person's instinct. And we ain't nobody going to sit there and bag off. We going to take
nobody's
off.
Gonna do that. Nobody's going to do that. Like, seriously. Like, you got to be kidding. I don't know. It is crazy, you guys. We are still waiting for Chop Trill to get here. He was online a little while ago talking to me, so I guess he should be in here shortly. But I did want to get into this one topic, and since I got you here, Ms. Cece, and you being a female, I think you would probably be receptive to what I'm saying when I say this. I just really want us to pray for Chicago, because Chicago is really in some type of turmoil right now when it comes to crime
right.
and murders and rape. And it's just like one thing after the next in Chicago.
Yeah.
And this most recent thing that I saw online was it was like 3:30 in the morning or something, and these two females were in the park. And this guy came up to them in the park and pulled a gun on them and made them perform all types of sexual acts on him at gunpoint. And
wow,
it's like, and he was young. He was like 25, 26. And I'm thinking to myself now, if it's this hectic, like you are a young man, you should be able to get any female that you want, that you shouldn't have to be out at 3 o'clock in the morning with a pistol trying to take
I mean, you
something
should be.
From somebody.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, I just wanted to know your thoughts and your views on, like, what do we do as far as safety as women? Because maybe sometimes we do have to leave home at 2 or 3 in the morning for whatever. I don't know what reason they were out that late, but it just so happened you may have to be, like,
right.
Do we carry guns on us? Do we what do we do as like a protection for ourselves in a situation as such? Because I don't know what like well if it was me and you had a gun to my head and you want me to perform sexual acts on you, I'm probably gonna try to bite it off. So you would probably have to kill me. You know what I mean? Like instantly,
right.
My mind would not accept. I would be dead. I already know.
Right.
But
right.
Like, I don't know. What do you suggest that maybe we can do as women, like to protect ourselves?
I mean,
ourselves?
You know, it's like you say. You what if an emergency or something come up and we have to leave out of that hour? Well, you know, like you say, you being you, me being me. I'm very protective of myself anyway, and I don't have papers on no pistol or anything. I don't carry mace, but I do, and I suggest this to any woman. Down here where we are, it's kind of crazy because, you know, we can't carry the pistol or whatever without papers, without getting in trouble, but... you know, on a serious note, it's other ways out of that. I know you're not supposed to ride around with weapons in your car, but I have this little thing that I made out of, it's made out of wood, but I carved it into where it's kind of like round where I can hold it, and I put just a whole bunch of nails in it where like the end of the nails will come out. And, you know, it's like, I don't have a gun, but I promise you, you're going to know I've been there. You're going to wish you I would have killed you. But, I mean, in that situation, though, Tweety, that's kind of drastic because you have two women there, both held at gunpoint, and, you know, in a sense, yeah, I probably would bite it, too. I'll do what you want,
right.
You know, but you'll probably end up blowing my brain. Yeah, you're not
right.
going to like
not
it.
Because I'm going
yeah,
to make my friends look like, okay, I'm going to bite it, you punching, and we're going to go from there.
Right.
You know, it's going to be some type of... communication to hell no,
right.
It's about to go down.
Right, and it's not going to be
so
a positive communication.
Right.
Might as well play ball.
I just really feel like Chicago is just going through, and I'm just asking everybody to pray for Chicago because every time I turn on my computer, every time I just glance across the news, it's things going on in Chicago.
You're shocked now. Yep.
I don't know. It's just getting ridiculous. And also in the city of Auburn and Opelika, you guys, I just want to say, you have to put these guns down. It is getting ridiculous. Every day, every week, somebody new is being killed in the news. You know what I'm saying? In the middle of the night, over stupid shit, like $30 and arguments over details and stuff like that, that you should be able to, if it's that much of a problem, you should be able to go out front and handle that shit like me.
Right.
You know,
right.
This being a coward behind these weapons is not attractive to me. It's not attractive
at all.
It's ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous out here. And I'm just asking you guys to please, start looking at life and valuing life a whole lot more than what we've been doing as a people. We definitely have to change this mindset that we have, that our lives are not important because they are. They are important. And
I want to add this, Twitty. You know, another thing, too, if you look at the age range of all of this, like the killing and stuff, is mainly between the early 20s and probably your mid-20s, between 19 and 25. And
right.
I don't know. I used to say, you know, maybe it's because of how they were raised. But then I said, you know, I thought about it. I said, well, we have more single mothers out here now. And if we have a son, we can't raise that, you know, that boy to be that man like we want them to be because we're not masculine. But we can raise some hell of a man. But at the same time, I used to think, well, maybe they have raised, but then what I'm finding out is because of over by me just being right here in Tuskegee and shorter, I've lost a couple homeboys over the past couple of years, and what I'm learning is that you have these young guys out here, you want to experiment with the drug. First off, you want to be a dope boy. Then you want to get out here and you want to experiment with your drugs or whatever. Then you get hooked on it. Then you start acting out and then become a different person than who you really are, and then you go do something. Next day, you don't know what you done done, or you think you walk around Superman or whatever, and you just done lost your soul to drugs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's my little input on it, because, I mean, it's really something to think about.
It really is, and I want to add to that, too, when you said, you know, about the upbringing and the raising of the kids. Like, these are our kids, like the older ones.
Right.
The 40s, you know, these are our kids. And the government made us drop the ball with this generation. It was a must that we drop the ball. It was set up that the ball be dropped because we could not spank our kids. We could not whoop our kids.
Mm-hmm.
They
exactly.
told our kids to call the police on us, to dial 911
right.
on us, to have us arrested if we tried to
right.
chastise them or tried to punish them in any type of way that we were used to, you know, which I
right.
feel like was the right way. Because if I hadn't got a whooping for a lot of stuff I did, I probably would still be doing the same shit and on a
you
terrible
ain't
road, you know, than what I'm on today. But it's just like, I feel so sorry that we did not stand up against them and say, no, we are not going to take prayer out of the school. No, we are not
right.
going to not spank our kids, because that's how our
yes.
kids learn right from wrong.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I just feel like we done set ourselves up for a whole lot of mess.
Yeah, basically. And now, and what it is, just a big ball of mess that we got to, I don't even know if it'll ever get figured out, because time's still rolling and the world's still turning. So, you know, it's just a big
right.
mess.
Right, it really is. I don't know, it's crazy, it's crazy. Okay, Miss Cece, give us a topic to get into.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, this is what I was about to say before we get into the topic. Y'all about to put me and my feelings in the chat room, I mean, in the little group chat thing, because when I had said good morning, y'all didn't say nothing at first, and I had saw what y'all saw, and I was about to get in my feelings. I was like, okay, sweet, you better speak to me again.
Well, what was happening, like, okay, sometimes I'd be on my computer, and it looks like I'm there, but I'm really not. Like, I done walked away
right.
from it, but it's still up on my computer. So it looks like I saw it, but I haven't really seen it yet. But as soon as I saw that, I was like, you know, I ain't heard from Miss Cece because I was on Grindhard the other night. Shout out to Grindhard.
Right.
He was interviewing me on Thursday night. And I was right. telling them, like, I ain't heard from Miss Cece now. I don't know what she got going on.
Girl, I've been running around like
a her.
Girl,
yeah.
It's been hectic.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, I'm so excited. We have guests that are coming through here. We have Famous One that's going to be coming through here at 12:30 for his interview with us, and we're so excited to have him over here. And Kay Nicole is going to be here too, you guys, and give us a spoken word. And we got a chance to hear some of her stuff last season, you guys, and she's really, really a talented artist. And I hope that this platform here is able to help her to advance in that, because I'm just a big person on writing and stuff like that. So what's been going on
yeah.
with the music with you too, while we at it? What's going on with you and the music?
Right now I'm debating on when I'm working on a project. Well, my project is complete, but I'm just trying to debate on when I want to drop it, because I want to take me I got this photo shoot set up, but I just my like everything. It's like everything coming at me at once, Tweety. I got the photo shoot
right.
set up. I haven't set a date yet for the take. I got the video shoots coming up soon. And, you know, with Mama being kind of like ill and stuff right now, so everything is coming at me at once. But I'm never just chilling. I'm always working. I got I wanted to do this little EP, but then, you know, it's like my mind is so broad. I just decided not to do the EP and just put those aside for another tape. So after I do these two tapes, I'm going to just start working on me an album. And when I drop the album, I'm going to do me an album release party. Because that'll be like
okay.
my first album, my first big, big album. So,
okay.
Go
hey,
on and go
salute
home.
Salute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be waiting to hear that too, because, you know, we're going to be pushing it over here. and getting everybody
yeah.
on board with support. But you guys,
definitely.
We have some radio submissions that I do want to get into. The first song that we heard at the beginning of the show, that was Cocky Street, an artist that submitted some music to me this week. And salute and shout out to him. I really enjoyed listening to the song. And we're going to be playing it over here and have it in our rotation. And we're going to get into some of this rock star NASCAR. And we're going to see what that's about. And you guys hang on tight for more Grown Folks Business. We're ready.
Let's go. Let's rock. Get fresh to death. It's Friday night. Armani X, now this is tight. Ed Hardy, yes, now this look nice. Look at my color coordination off the meter, right? Do a couple clubs, a couple bars. You can pop a molly or smoke a bob. Don't forget your wallet, cause they go in the car. We gon' party hard like it's no tomorrow. Get yourself another Captain Morgan, arg. Custom over Bacardi's, now I'm about to rock. The place is overcrowded, but I found a spot. All these flashing lights, I like a lot. The DJ playing the songs, I like a lot. Man, I'm the life of the party, you ain't heard a rock. Keep taking shots, keep smoking pot. Man, I'm turning up, man, I'm about to just go NASCAR, go NASCAR. Go trash talk to an adult. Insults like bitch out from bad salt. Your breath stinks, you burning my eyelash off. Young things just take a swing at his glass jaw. Shatter that shit before they call for last call. Unfortunately, security see me, I'm caught. I'm sure I wasn't involved at all. These big motherfuckers, they grabbed me, but I fought. I lost. I threw my ass on the asphalt. Fast forward, I'm floating, I'm about to blast off. Slash out, sucking them on a crash course. Go, go, go NASCAR. Go, go, go NASCAR. Go, go, go NASCAR. Like it was all a prank. I need a few million views if you viewed me, thanks. You can tell me if you like or not. Leave a comment if you like, subscribe. Roll with me, we gon' take a ride. And get like flying kite type of high. Step your head down, nigga, and hide. I'm about to ape these motherfuckers walking by. I take aim, then I overfire. Hit him on his forehead and got yolk in his eyes. It just touched me in a special way. That's especially if you special.
Yeah.
My mother always said I was special.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how to affect me.
Yeah.
I really wasn't ready, now I'm ready. With the special flow, it's my specialty. The night is young. I'ma switch the mood like a loaded gun. It's 15 after 1. That's enough Eastern time for tons of fun. My dreads swinging in the air like a rocker flocker. I took my shirt off and waved it like a helicopter. Drink some Rolé, I think I have a glass of vodka. Thirsty, eh? I think I have another vodka. I don't dance too much, my one dancer do. I bust a move like rock bands that do. Here's some bro, roll a swish. I gotta go, Matt, leave, take a piss. Now I'm feeling like I drank a sip. All I hear is Rockstar crank this bitch. I grabbed the mic and was like, if you insist, them the life is about to get hype in here. Get them up, I'm about to breathe life in here. Don't worry about that bullshit in your life in here. Let the wheel go, fuck the brake lights in here. And just know, you had a hell of a night in here. It's Rockstar painting with long dreads, baby. The shooting star speeding like cop cars chasing. Broke guitar cases and filled it with 12 cases. My first show, threw them on concert stages. And I smoke loud, loud basements. Go wild, you never know what a child's raising. You'll never know what a man faced with. Them new LeBrons to get your ass a main facelift. King Kong, my city beyond gone ape shit. So long, my city we gone on spaceships. I done been through hell but lived to tell. The only hammers you ever held was to hit a nail. And I move like a monster, shawty. John Travolta torture, I'm monster ballin'. It's NASCAR music, NASCAR stupid. Or stay at home, rock, I'm outta here, gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the mud, nigga. What the hell is you talking about, nigga? Mom and dad probably bought your car, but you niggas out here acting like travelers. I remember being in the mud. Now I'm out here chasing bands. Thought that I would need a plug. Nah, I'ma holler at my fam. But my face gone hella good. These niggas know who I am. Niggas acting like they got it. Borrowing from they kids. Bitch, I'm really out here.
I'm out here, nigga.
You was a nigga playing. Acting like you know the flow.
You found me an ounce, bro.
He ain't nothing, man. People out here rocking true. Looking like they rocking food. Nigga just know about rocket.
I rock that shit.
I went to the store to copy it. Dated like a staple.
A staple.
Serving like a waiter.
And hey, what you need, though?
Damn right, I'm catching bites.
Catching bites.
Nigga, this that trap life. Diamond doing an empty helmet.
Dance, dance, dance,
dance. I'ma remix the film. You damn right, I'm going live.
Going live.
I might open up at 5. I remember being in the mud.
In the mud.
Now I'm out here chasing bands. Thought that I would need a plug. Nah, I'ma holler at my fam. But my face gone hella good. These niggas know who I am. Niggas acting like they got it. Borrowing from they kids.
Yeah.
Hey.
The fly.
Yeah.
I already know what's going on. Nah, for real. All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. Yeah, all I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Fly, stay down, boy, gotta get it. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. Yeah, all I ever wanted was a million. Run it up, a nigga, get some dick. Boy, I can't know that we winning. Nigga, play with us, then it life ending. Partner got the winning here, dilly. Tryna eat it, been a hundred, no winning. Tryna flip my rollie out of heaven, chilly. Want a whole empire, and I'm feeling. Swear, I pray to God, else can win, I'm getting million. Paying them a bus, and I swear that you can feel it. Tryna get a foreign car, pull up, room, miss. Got your girl in the coupe with a friend with me. I ain't talking homicide, but that's who I'm killing. Look, hottest in the city, and they got my niggas with me. Look. All I wanna build, no Cosby.
Yeah.
Play with us and I'm a nigga wildin'.
What?
Partner got a time and he's violent.
Got a time?
Yeah.
What?
That's all I wanna miss.
What?
Tryna run it up and get some bins.
Run it up.
The fly.
Yeah.
All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, I gotta get it. Stay down, boy, I gotta get it. All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, I gotta get it. Stay down, boy, I gotta get it. Yeah. All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, I gotta get it. Stay down, boy, I gotta get it. All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, I gotta get it. Stay down, boy, I gotta get it. Yeah.
Get your hustle up, muscle up. Don't you push me like Tom Patrol. Tryna pull up in something I can't even spell. I gotta stay down like a drop kick. From the ground like a rock cake. Man, I gotta get my check up. Fuck your doctor. I get pushed like Oscar. Young nigga tryna get a pretty million. Fuck you, pay me when I get the cash. I'ma dash like Damien. Every day I pray when you see my face, you know I'm a star of the game, hey. Gotta build my bankroll. Young nigga never fall. I'm not no envelope. I'm a nigga hard body, they'll never tell. Every cut a little for a nigga screech, cause he got saved by the bell.
And with me, your little bitch tryna slide like a snail. Tryna get progressive like flow, and your little bitch blow me like a sail.
All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, I gotta get it. Stay down, boy, I gotta get it. All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, I gotta get it. Stay down, boy, I gotta get it. Yeah.
You guys, we are back, and we're getting ready for our guest, Famous One. We also have Chop Trill in the house with us. Go ahead, Chop Trill, and tell everybody how you are this good Saturday afternoon.
Hot, very hot, but at the same time, man, it's lovely to be on here sharing with you guys and just on here chilling, yo. I'm great.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
What's up? Great to have you. Great to have you. I'm excited. It's hot, like you said, but we in here. We ready to top it up with Famous One, and I'm going to bring him in to the studio here with us, and we're going to have a little chit-chat here. How you doing this lovely afternoon?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Oh.
Hey.
Hello.
What's happening?
Oh, what's happening? What's happening? What's going on?
Well, we're glad to have
What's
you
going
here.
On with you? Yeah, I'm happy for you guys to have me. Thank you guys so much. But on this lovely Saturday, you know, I'm just in my garage trying to get everything ready because I got a big pool party I'm throwing. So
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be like the greatest one of all, huh?
Yeah, the greatest. That's what I'm striving to be.
Pool full of liquor, huh?
That's
yeah.
That's now I like to have everybody just say their name, who they are, and where you're from. So tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
Well, I'm Young Famous One. You know what I'm saying? I'm from South Carolina. I was born originally, but right now I reside in Orlando. So those are my two places, my stumbling grounds.
Okay. That's what's up. Salute, and we're glad to have you over here with us. And we're going to, I'm going to pass it over to Chop Trill and let him get
okay.
into some questions that he may want to ask you. Chop, are you ready?
Oh, yeah. I just want to know when the party begins, because I know it never ends with you, Claire. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, man. You know, sometimes the party don't stop, but, you know, people got to go to work and, you know, their job. So we'll probably stop then, but eventually
yeah.
keep them.
Oh, man. Hey, that's a party in one, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Most definitely. So when your next show you got coming up? You got anything scheduled for us, man? We'll try to catch you out there.
Actually, right now, I'm working on my mixtape, Mohawk Swag Volume 1. That's going to be coming out next month, by the 21st. And I got a big show going on tonight in my city, Orlando, at the Hookah Lounge on OB Street and Holden. Big party. It's going to be insane. I'm welcoming my cousin from South Carolina, Hitman, back home, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a big party tonight. It's going on.
That's what's up, man. Straight up.
Yeah.
Y'all make sure y'all get there, man. Y'all in Orlando, man, y'all make sure y'all go party with the homie, huh?
Yeah, y'all got to borrow your friend car. I don't care how you get there. Just get there.
Straight up. Straight
okay.
up.
All right. Was that it, Trill, for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm Tweety B, and I just, like I say, I want to welcome you for taking out the time of your day. I know you got a lot of stuff you got to get going on as far as the party is concerned, but I just wanted to ask you a couple of quick questions. Like, you started music very young, like at the age of 17. So I just wanted to ask you, like, how did you maintain your focus and know that this was something that you really wanted to do?
Because basically, music always been in my life. My auntie sang. I got cousins who've been rapping, and I've been watching them since I was like 11, 12 when I was staying at their house. My dad, you know, it's like a long list of music and musicians in my family. So I started very young. So it's inside of me, and I'm not doing it for exposure. I'm not doing it, you know, for somebody to be like, oh, he's out there just trying to be somebody he ain't. I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm doing it for the passion.
Word.
Okay. And, like, for you personally, how do you feel like the music industry is going right now? Do you think it would be in favor for the type of music you do, or you would kind of be going against the odds with the way that the music industry is set up right now?
Oh, man. Well, you know, they say you can't always go with the wave, so, you know, I'm destined to be different. That's how, you know, I got my fan base, and, you know, that's how everybody's been following me. I'm different. But the music that's going on now, it need a change, because the stuff I hear in the club now, all that,
Right.
Same chorus songs, man.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, the beats is hot. You know, the beats is really hot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But the lyrics, and I listen to lyrics because I write. So, and the stuff they say, I can't really understand.
Right. So I think, like, if you would do a poll, like, most of America feels that this is not what hip-hop and rap was set out to be. Like, it has ventured off into outer space somewhere.
Yes, it is.
And I just wonder, like, for the artists that are musically inclined, I should say, that don't need the help from the auto tunes and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can they gain it back? How can you get it back? Because it feels like it's so far away. It's like nobody else is getting a chance. Like, Nicki Minaj has been the female rapper forever,
mm-hmm.
and I have females in the hood that I know that rap way better than Nicki. That'll probably never be heard.
So
I don't know. It's just crazy for me. Like, my dream of being out there like that is completely gone. Like, the way that the music industry is set up and the way that I feel you would have to just really, you know, fail yourself. You know what I mean? Like, everything you believe in probably would just disappear into whatever they made me into, and it just kind of killed it for me. So I was just wondering, like, your outtake on the way that it's set up now.
I don't mean to cut you off, but that's why I don't listen to a lot of artists. I kind of just stay in my lane and work on my craft, because listening to the stuff that they putting out in hip-hop or naming as hip-hop that I don't feel that is really hip-hop. That type of music is really not something that I want to be, you know, have my kids listen to or anything like that. So the music scene really do need a change. It's a few hip-hop artists out there that's actually trying to fight for the real hip-hop.
Right.
But it's kind of hard because we have a lot of people sending mixed messages, you know what I'm saying, to the, oh, my God, all the stuff that's going on now. It's just crazy.
Right.
We just need artists to uplift people, bring up our communities, you know what I'm saying, and do music for the real music and be positive, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, don't talk about just killing people all day, because that's, like, too old. And, you know.
Absolutely.
Or selling drug dreams. Absolutely. And selling drug dreams and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, selling drugs.
Making the kids feel like they evil.
Yeah, you know, showing kids these images and stuff where, you know, they're supposed to be. Show them going to college, showing them, you know what I'm saying, uplifting themselves, you know. It's just wild.
Yeah, it is crazy. Okay, I have two tracks over here from you that I would like to get into and to let our audience get a chance to listen to some of your work. I have Superman and I have fan. Which one would you like to get into first? And tell us a little bit about the comedy.
I like to get into Superman Tango because that's a very a track that means a lot to me. When I wrote that song there, you know, I was chilling at my mama's house in my room, minding my business. She was yelling at me about not washing the dishes, but it's a long story.
Grown folk business, that is. Grown folk business, that is.
But I was in the and, you know, R.I.P., because my mom is gone. You know, she's my motivation. But this track, I started writing it. I started dancing in my room. I let her hear it. She liked it. And, you know, this track got a lot of history to it. So,
straight up.
Okay, you guys, this is Young Famous One with Superman Tango. And we're going to be back for more Grown Folks Business Season 3. So don't you guys go nowhere.
Famous.
Famous.
Zoe City, stand up.
Stand
TD Entertainment.
He's
taking over O right now.
Yeah.
Making it hard for y'all niggas to breathe.
Showing up, man. Orlando, old town, stand up. Zoe City, TD.
Superman Tango. Flying in the Range Rover. Old school colors, the same colors of mango. Breathing in colors, and shout them, won't let my chain go. Hood nigga, that's what I'm screaming, so watch the chain go. Superman Tango. Flying in the Range Rover. Old school colors, the same colors of mango. Breathing in colors, and shout them, won't let my chain go. Hood nigga, that's what I'm screaming, so watch the chain go. I walk up in the club, man, I'm looking like a star. Big ice, big chunk, with a white tank top. Can the paint still dripping from that Louis flip-flop. Bitch, I'm rolling with my dogs and we all rock star. Blue, red, Superman, fine chins, give me head.
Okay.
Got me drinking all this liquor, now a nigga can't stand. If a nigga wanna raw, guarantee I burn your man. I been hanging with them goons and them goons ain't playing. Started jacking, kidnapping ever since a little man. You can read my resume and you can see I ain't playing. Kept me bopping while they jocking E and J up in my head. I'm tilting in a bitch doing a Superman dance. Like Superman Tango. Flying in the Range Rover, old school colors, yeah, same colors of mango. Breathing heat and colors and shout won't let my chain go. Hood nigga, that's what I'm screaming, so watch the chain glow. Superman Tango, flying in the Range Rover, old school colors, the same colors of mango. Breathing heat and colors and shout won't let my chain go. Hood nigga, that's what I'm screaming, so watch the chain glow. I pop, I roll, I smoke, I drink, I spend 5 stacks for that flip-flop paint. Cut though, I'm stunting in that door, you gotta stay. Let them hoes see the chains and they wanna fuck the bank. When they wonder if I'm younger, 22, I'm fucking older. Bust a rap, watch I freeze them and I leave them cold shoulders. Niggas spilling on my hits from Tampa to Minnesota. Watch your boy roll up, all them doors go up. Turn on that Superman and all them hoes show up. What's running through their mind like, damn, he gon' blow up. Super fruity blowing up, making you niggas throw it up. Rapping on stage, my blades making you pack it up. Superman Tango. Flying in the Range Rover, old school colors, they claim colors of mango. Breathing heat and colors, and shout them on my chain go. Hood nigga, that's what I'm screaming, so watch the chain glow. Superman Tango, flying in the Range Rover, old school colors, the same colors of mango. Breathing heat and colors, and shout them on my chain go. Hood nigga, that's what I'm screaming, so watch the chain glow. Superman Tango, flying in the Range Rover, old school colors, the same colors of mango. Breathing heat and colors, and shout them on my chain go. Hood nigga, that's what I'm screaming, so watch the chain glow. Superman Tango, flying in the Range Rover, old school colors, the same colors of mango. Breathing heat and colors, and shout them on my chain go. Hood nigga, that's what I'm screaming, so watch the chain glow.
So City TD Entertainment.
Yo, that was hard.
Thank you, thank you.
Man. Hey, like, where you get your beats from, man?
Oh, I got my homeboy. At that time, I got a couple people I grab beats from, but that was my homeboy, Zoe City from Orlando. I had caught a couple beats from him. Yeah.
Straight up. So, man, that boy's banging. He just got you mixed in that thing, too, yo. Real tough.
Yeah,
I imagine those beats that, those the type of beats that, like, literally talk to you.
Yeah, that's the only way I can write to it. You know, I got to listen to it. If it talk to me, I'll respond back and lay it down.
Yes, sir. Straight up, straight up, straight up. Tweety, where you at, baby?
I got over here my mute. Yeah, I'm here. I was going to ask you that. I think I read in your bio that you sing a little bit. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Can you give us a little something?
Oh, yeah, of course.
The wind will blow as the time will flow, with shadow grinds and making love will flow. The wind will blow as the time will flow, so that's how this love bowl should roll.
Wait a minute, man.
Look here. God damn. Thank you.
Just a little song, you know. Yeah, that was sweet. You guys, I'm telling you, if you're looking for somebody to link with and to network with, you guys, make sure you get in touch with Young Famous One and see if you guys can collab and work together, because he is a true artist. And we're going to be supporting him over here on Grown Folks Business. Now, we do have Ruth in the Man. And tell us a little bit about that so we can get into it.
Okay, Ruth the Man. All right, Ruth the Man, you know, I put out that track for, you know, adult boys, you know, people out there who's, you know, doing, you know, selling, you know, you feel me, from my side, you know what I'm saying? Because I write from different point of views. So,
okay.
You know, I think this is for the trap boys out there who get money. They already know. Dedicated song to y'all boys. So, we're going to go with that. Rooster Man.
That's what's up. Rooster Man.
Hello. What up? I serve my name. But I'm calling me to have a 20 car. I'm going to lose some alcohol. A lot. Break it out, don't scale it up. Got loose with that shit, man. I'm gonna move it going on. I'm up early in the morning, I got Rooster Man's dope. And if no blood sleeping in, I want that Rooster Man for. Blowing good shots, I took my eyes, lazy hella low. Just standing in a line like I run a damn store. Give me gas, I have my coat. Then I'm a pirate whipping flow. Watch that motherfucker blow, they hear my Rooster Man coat. I got Rooster Man's dope, and I got Rooster Man coat. With hot and red and blue and street junkies laid on the floor. I got Rooster Man's dope, Gucci Man. And if your money shack tall, you get it for sure. You whip it fast, I whip it slow. It's good tonight, so watch it glow. I'm selling this shit, hoes, so they call it a corner store. You heard Rooster Man got that gold, that's why Rooster Man push a coat. I got birds all on the boat, so listen up for the coat. I married man, let me roll, so I will never go broke. While my rock shining like diamonds, you see in a jewelry show. Big up to Jim and O, who helped me through death, bro. Damn right, nigga, that's my folks. Why you eating crumbs out the bowl? I'm serious, I fucking gold. If I fake him up, where he go? Round the corner, side to the house, where chickens rockin' no gold. I'm a birdie in the morning, I got Rooster Man dope. And if your blood sleeping in, that what that Rooster Man for? Knowing good shots, I took my eyes, lazy hella low. Just standing in a line like I run a damn store. GP gas, I have my coat, then I'm a pirate with it. Watch that motherfucker blow, they hear my Rooster Man coat. I got Rooster Man dope, and I got Rooster Man coat. With hot and rapping, doing street junkies laid on the floor. So late night, still looking for that money. Money on my mind, money is my honey. Playboy shine, playboy bunny. Rooster Man will come to your house. I fucked up the stone, had to take it to the oven. Trap star status, all I press is one button. Rooster man, can you please turn my mouth? Chopping up the word in the loud, like a slide chain. Say the mother niggas this week, let them try this. I bet I have his ass taking notes like a journalist. Loose lips, burn a bitch up, blood sleep. Call me quick, I'm always on the block. 2 o'clock in the morning, feeding all the birds, but they still look at hungry. Rooster man always stay strapped like the army. I call these niggas chicken shit, cause they gon' make me vomit. I call these niggas chicken shit, cause they gon' make me vomit. I'm up early in the morning, I got Rooster Man's open. If no
your blood, sleeping in that what that rooster man told. Blowing cush shot, but just my eyes may be hella low. Just standing in a line like I run a damn store. BB gas, I have my coat, then I'm a pirate with his blow. Watch that motherfucker blow, they hear my rooster man coat. I got rooster man dope, and I got rooster man coat. With pots and reppin', doing street junkies laid on the floor.
Amazing. Amazing stuff. Hot. I like that.
Yeah, I did want to
okay.
say.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did want to say I did make that track like a little while ago, and that was my path to life at that time. Cause I've been doing music for a while, and that's just a song that I threw out there for y'all to listen to. Rooster Man, I'm up early in the morning when everybody else sleep. We're like the roosters. So,
okay.
Right.
Feeling that. I mean, but you know, every aspect of your life is important in this business because you can't rap it if you didn't go through it. And I honestly
exactly.
say you haven't been through enough until you get to your mid-30s. And that's just how I feel about it. You shouldn't even be allowed to be a rapper until you've been 30.
My mama used to say you didn't live life until you reach 25, and then you start living life. So I used to be like, okay,
right.
mom.
Say the OG. That's the OG at 25.
OG.
For real.
OG. Yes, sir.
Well, I just want to say thank you again so much for coming over here and hanging out with us on Grown Folks Business for our season 3. And I want you to tell everybody how they can find you, follow you, how they can get a hold of your music and to connect with you that way.
You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/YoungFamous1. On Twitter, you can find me at Dan, D-A-N, YoungFamous1. Instagram, YoungFamous1. Shout out my crew, Phantom, me and T. They've been holding me down since day one. You know, shout out Grown Folks Business for having me on here, man. This was, like, totally awesome, man. I wish y'all had me back again. Can't wait. YoungFamous1.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
I'm
probably going to want you to come over here and co-host with us one Saturday.
Yeah, I could probably do that, though. We'll have some fun, though.
Absolutely. And if you know any artists that may be interested in coming on to the show, you can give them the information and how to get a hold to us. And you guys, if you want to submit music, you can submit that to Tweety Bird, BYRD334ALA@gmail.com. And we'll get you played, and we'll get you on. And thanks again, Young Famous One, for coming and hanging with us. And I hope you come back and co-host soon.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Thank y'all for having me.
Yes, sir.
All right, you guys, we're going to move the show right along because we do have our spoken word artist in the building, Kay Nicole, and we are going to bring her in here so she can bless us with some spoken word. How you doing tonight? No, of tonight. Today.
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
We're good. We missed you.
I missed y'all too.
Yeah, I was telling one of my friends the other day, she was asking me about some of the stuff on the show, and I told her, like, one of the highlights of Grown Folks Business is you being able to be on the show with us. So tell everybody a little bit that may not know or be familiar with Kay Nicole, who you are and where you're from.
Okay,
I love that name.
Thank you. I'm originated from Hartford, Connecticut. I'm 20 years old right now. I'm really into music. Music has been my passion since I was 7 years old. I've been writing, rapping, like just in the entertainment, dancing, things like that. Since I was little, so I'm really into writing. Like, writing isn't something that is just a pastime to me. Like I said, it's really, like, where my heart is, so I know I'm going to put 110% to 1,000% into everything that I do. Let's see. I'm just a chill person. I'm just really trying to perfect my craft and just go with the flow with life and just better myself, and as well as just help younger women and the youth as well with my spoken word, just so that they understand that I'm the voice of the young people.
Well, we are ready to hear you, and the floor is yours when you are ready.
Okay. This piece is also untitled. I haven't came up with a name for it, but maybe you guys can help me come up with a title. But it starts like, these young boys traded in their Tonka trucks for trigger fingers. I hope the gang knows your name and not what you've done for it. You seek attention, lost boy. That's why you roll backwards with intentions of forgetting experiences that you never want to look past, that lost boy. Every sip of Promethe always leads to insecurities, leaning your ego to always wanting another dosage, injecting cowardice and greed into your veins, making it easier for someone to love you but never leave you. A horseshoe or wings on your jeans doesn't make your jeans genuine. Just because you can put words together and stimulate minds doesn't mean that you can play like your God, because the pendant around your chest doesn't construct to the way that his mind constructs time. Please. Listen, with cubic zirconia earrings and branded emblems that never brand your intentions, I just don't get it. Now, why is it you can learn a dab in Millie Rock but never take the time to understand your own thoughts? Your future's in your hands. Young girls, your body is not made for pleasure of a man or a girl. Using Botox and implants to enhance your features, you're imperfectly perfect. Baby girl, you're worth it. Your G-spot is not a hot spot, so people should not feel they have to be connected with your Wi-Fi to be with you. Flower child, your mouth is not used just for fornicating. It is used just to speak truth, yet these niggas' lenses are tainted. Like us women are objects, and they was never taught to be passionate lovers, attentive. Maybe that's why girls yearn for a connection and dudes are already disconnected. Society shaped us women, and that's probably why we're confused, having us showing off our assets and different views, and wonder why niggas only want to execute them. And if niggas only fuck with bitches with no morals, then really what does that say about you? And I hear a lot of talk about niggas all about their money, but that must be the reason why you flaunt your riches in front of different bitches that ain't even as tight as they pussies. All long weave extensions, curly or straight, bob and weave, fade cuts, razor blade is the only emphasis that your head needs to be on straight, ma. These guys, they don't stick to the G code. They don't know how it feels to be brutally beaten, Amelia Boynton, and I'm supposed to have respect for dudes that ain't saying nothing without a reason. Don't let gems get away because you're not used to the clarity. Be kind, don't patronize, your soul is your own purity. Thank you.
Here on
I had
there,
to shoot him on that.
Eagle.
I had to blow him up on that one.
Man, straight up. Straight to the air, man. Hey, that sounds like
up.
Eagle Fly.
Okay.
That sounds like the title, something similar to that. All I heard was eagles. Eagles fly, like, man. Let your wings, open your wings up, Ma. Real talk, and allow other people to journey into your good work, man. And I'm just seeing eagles fly right now.
Okay, thank you.
That's
I appreciate
that's
that.
That was really good. It was really, really, really good. And as
man.
Always, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And I want you to continue on into doing this. And continue to bless us every week with your thoughts, because it's
please.
Amazing, and people need to be aware. They need to wake up on certain situations.
Yeah.
And I just salute you for bringing it to the forefront. And tell everybody
thank
how
you.
They can find you, follow you, get a hold to you, maybe ask you to come and do work for them. So tell them how to get a hold to you.
Okay, well, you can follow me on Facebook, K Nicole, KAYY. NICOLE. I'm on Twitter at OHXTHASSXKAYY. That's O, that's K. You can find me on, let's see, I think Twitter, Facebook. Yeah, my Instagram at K Nicole. And my website will be coming soon. So once I get that, I'll definitely get that information out to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, K Nicole, for coming through here and blessing us, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to seeing you guys again next week.
standing ovation, man. Real talk.
It's just a joy to have her over here with us on Grow Folks Business, and I can just already see how much she's going to be able to grow over here. And I guess, you guys, that is it for us for Grow Folks Business. We want you to be here every Saturday. We are here at noon, and we'll be interviewing a new artist every week, and we'll have K. Nicole here every week from New Spoken Word. So tell a friend about us and let them know that we're going to be over here. And we don't mind playing your music. We don't mind interviewing you. You just have to do the proper things that you need to do as far as a bio. You have to put together a bio so we can know a little bit about you. A picture and two songs. I suggest two songs that we can play for you. And make sure you do that. Shout out to Grindheart Radio and Jit Chronicles. I really appreciate them Thursday night for their interview with me, and I had a good time on the show. I just want to salute them and shout them out. And make sure you guys check out all of the shows on Grindheart Radio. You can check everybody out at grindheartradio.com. Go over there and find out what time shows are coming on and other shows that you could be a part of also on the network. So make sure you do that. And all right, you guys, this is going to wrap it up for our Grow Folks Business this week, and we will see you next week. We're going to get out of here. So you guys be easy and be safe.